Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago.
And hello to everyone out there who decided that they want to listen to this great show. It's raining in Chicago. I mean, June has been one of the rainiest months that I've ever known in all my years. This has been one rainy, cold, and cool June here in the city of Chicago. Wow, and it's not letting up any. It feels more like spring than it does summer. And spring felt more like fall or the beginning of winter than spring. I mean, I don't know what's going on. It could be climate change. I don't know. I don't even know if I believe in it. But you have to think that there is something is happening with the weather. You know, I'm not an expert on the ozone and all that kind of stuff and stuff. But anyway, it doesn't take a genius to tell that something's not right. I mean, the seasons, fall, spring, winter, and summer, you know, if you get one, that is fall, summer, and spring. Whatever, it is not right. Something is wrong. Something is happening up there in the atmosphere, and they're saying that man is messing this up. This is the cause. Man is causing all of this erraticness in the weather. You know, but it's raining, but, you know, we're in the house, so we're not worried about it, but it's just not summer. It hasn't been summer so far. I mean, we've had one or two maybe, you know, pretty nice days, but the rest of it has been, like, downhill, raining, gray, cloudy, foggy. The summer, you know, and this is the end, the last leg of June 2015. Will it get better? I don't know. I'm looking at next week, and it looks like it's in the 70s and low 60s and cooler by the lake and all of that kind of thing that the meteorologists tell us about. But it is. However, I hope it's better where you are. Okay, I hope you're enjoying the sunshine. And a lot of times, I will say that the weather is lousy in Chicago, and someone will call up or someone will email me or drop a comment and say, "Hey, George, it's nice where I am." And I was, hey, that's great. That's wonderful. But it's lousy where I am. And I'm thinking, think positive. It's going to get better. The weather's going to get better because we are going to a baseball game, and we want it to be good and fine, sunny weather. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, reporting live from Chicago. Okay. All right. I got on my screen here that I'm going to be talking about diabetes, and I'm going to cancel this. I'm not going to talk about diabetes because I do hopefully have a guest tomorrow, Dr. Sally Burbank. She will be on the show, and she will talk about diabetes. So I'm not going to really talk about it today. I'm going to change up my format a little bit. I'm going to save this talk for her tomorrow, and I am so proud and so glad that she decided that she wanted to come back. I coerced her into kind of coming back to the show because she was so good the first time that she was on. She's a sweet, sweet, and lovely lady. So I'm going to cancel or curtail or not talk about this today. So we're going to talk about diabetes and the cures, if there are any cures for it. I'm pretty sure the doctor will let us know. And if you have any questions on that, feel free to call in tomorrow and ask the doctor. She will answer your questions. But if you decide not to call in, sit back and the show will still be informative. So write this number down, 347-857-1762. Okay? You can you can call in today and ask me some questions about it, but you know, if you don't want to do that, then sit back and listen, because a lot of people prefer to sit back and listen to the show and not call in. That's great too. That's wonderful. I mean, you know, you can't beat that. And if you can't listen live, if you can't listen right now at this moment, always archive the show. The shows are always archived. They're always recorded. You can listen at any time you want at your convenience on any device that you have that will download this show. Okay? All right. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. And it's beautiful. No matter how the day looks, it's beautiful. Okay, let's get to some things that's in the news. Law of the land. Marriage equality nationwide. I don't have to actually tell you about it. I'm pretty sure you've heard about it. It's all over the news. It's all over the internet. It's all over everywhere because this is historical. And you have to give it to Obama. This is Obama's baby. This is another win for him. This is his second win during this week. So this has been a really heavy news week. His first win was health care. The Supreme Court held up health care, whereas the Republicans in some states within America was trying to sue him over. But however, the Supreme Court, 6-3 vote, you know, health care is the law of the land. It's here. Marriage equality between whoever wants to get married, whether they're man and woman and man, woman, whatever. It's here to stay. Now, a lot of us don't agree with it. I don't. I mean, but that doesn't make me a bad person because I don't agree with the ruling of the Supreme Court. I actually think a marriage should be only between a man and a woman. That's just me, okay? Don't hate me for that, but that's how I think. But if somebody's in love with some other person and you want to marry that other person of the same sex, that's your prerogative. I'm not going to demonize you for what you believe, and do not demonize me for what I believe. I'm not racist. I'm not, you know, I'm not mean and nasty. I think if a man wants to marry a man, a woman wants to marry a woman, that's their prerogative, like I just said. And it's my prerogative to believe that it should be a man and a woman, you know. So that's just me, you know. I mean, don't hate me for that, all right? Okay. All right. The law of the land, and this is big. This is huge. This is something else. This is bigger than anything. I mean, this is going to be Obama's legacy. Also, health care. So he's got two or three wins, but he's got three wins, because later on the Republicans passed the TPP, the Trans-Pacific trade deal, which is a lot of us think is bad for America, but at any rate, it's an Obama victory. So instead of two victories, he's got three. Trans-Pacific trade deal passed. Healthcare was held up by the Supreme Court. Supreme Court says gay marriage to whoever you want. Gay marriage is the law of the land to whoever you want to be married to, you know. So a lot of us don't like it, but we just have to live with it, and we just have to move on, okay? We can't hate it forever. I mean, it's here. It's here. It's not going away. Healthcare is here. It's not going away. Trans-Pacific Partnership is away. So Obama has about three victories this week, the last week, basically the last week of June of 2015. You got to give it to him, you know. I that doesn't mean that we cannot criticize him where we think criticism is warranted. It doesn't mean we can't do that. But this is the law of the land, and this is what they're talking about all day. I mean, this is going to be what I've been hearing all day, you know. And like I said before, it's here. We've got to accept it, move on, or move. There are some people on Twitter and Facebook are saying that they're going to, they don't like it. They don't like it, and they're going to move to Canada. Yeah, this is true. Some people are saying they're going to leave the United States because of this law, this gay marriage, marriage equality law that is now in effect. So a lot of people saying that, a few people, I'm not going to say a lot, because Canada also has marriage equality. Maybe some of those people who want to move to the United States, they don't know that, but they know it now if they listen to this show. I mean, it's what it is. It is what it is. We have to move on and live our lives. Okay, let's get a little bit more into this. Let me see. All right. Yep, yeah, on the. Okay. Supreme Court legalizes marriage nationwide. I mean, that is a powerful, powerful headline. And these advocates for gay marriage, I mean, they're all over the television set, they're all over. I mean, wherever you look, that's where they are. And they are so happy, they are elated, jubilant, you know, and this is, I mean, you got to give it to them. You got to say, hey, wow, you won. This is a victory, because a lot of these gay activists and gay rights groups have been fighting for this for a long time. So now they can get married. A lot of people are getting married. I mean, today, because of the ruling. And you have to respect that, you know. Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 on Friday that it is legal for all Americans, no matter their gender or sexual orientation, to marry the people they love. The decision is a historic victory for gay rights activists who have fought for years in the lower courts. 37 states and the District of Columbia already recognize the marriage equality. Remaining 13 states ban these unions, even as public support has reached record levels nationwide. 57% of the people in America support this. 57% of the people support gay marriage, marriage equality. Equality. I mean, you can't really argue with that. This is now that under the 14th Amendment, states must issue marriage licenses to same-sex customers and recognize the same-sex unions that have been legally performed in other states. Justice Anthony Kennedy delivered the majority of the opinion and was joined by Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Elena Kagan. In a rare move, the four dissenters. Wow. This is going to deliver, and I'm sure for the rest of the week, for the rest of the month, maybe the rest of the year, a lot of these guys are going to be celebrating this to the max. Yes, 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 yes. You know, this is something, you know. I mean, the news media, the reporters, you know, they're all over this story. They are all over it. They seem like they're just jubilant about this as the activists are and the people are, you know. So you have to deal with it. You have to deal with it. A lot of politicians are jumping on the bandwagon, too, with this. We all know that they're just pandering for votes. That's what they're doing. Because gay people vote, okay? They vote. So the politicians knows this. They vote. And they're pandering for votes because a lot of the politicians are, you know, they're jumping into this parade they call the Gay Pride Parade for gay and lesbian people, transgender. I'm not too familiar with it, any of it. You know, I used to work with gay people. I mean, I at the center on Halsted, I worked around them, and I found that some gay people were some of the best friends that you could ever have. I mean, none of the gayness did not rub off on me or anything like that. And I don't mean that negatively. But they were some of the best people that I've ever worked with. Matter of fact, I take the Center on Halsted as one of the best places, one of the best jobs that I've ever had because of the people. And a lot of them thought I was gay, you know. I had a few guys try to hit on me. And when I told them that I wasn't gay, they really, I mean, the apologies just never stopped coming. You know, I mean, they didn't mean anything. They just thought that I was gay. And when I told them that I wasn't, you know, they said, okay, all right, no problem. You know, they were some of the nicest people that I've ever met. They're not out to, they're not haters. They're not any of that kind of thing. You know, as some people who are, and some of those people are straight. Okay, all right. Let's move right along. Let's move right along. From my understanding, one of those escape prisoners was shot. Yeah, and now there's only one on the run. I think it's Derek Sweat. Not Derek. Derek Sweat. I'm thinking about a character in one of my books that I wrote about. The name I meant to say was, I think Dennis Sweat or something. Anyway, he's still on the run, and the police are saturating the area trying to find this guy. You know, so there's no doubt he's going to be caught. The second guy, he's going to be caught, and he's going to probably be shot dead. But you got to look at it this way. These guys have been gone for 3 weeks. The manhunt for these guys has been massive, and one guy is still on the loose, and they're still, like I said, they're saturating the area trying to find this guy. But if you think about it, this was a successful jailbreak. They were gone for 3 weeks. This was successful. Whether the guy is caught or not, this was successful. More likely, he's going to be caught. I can't say he's going to be caught today or tomorrow or next week, but he will be caught. And he will be caught soon because the police officers, we know how fast they are on the trigger. They will shoot to kill. And, you know, it'll happen. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm going to take a break right here. Like I said before, I'm not going to talk about diabetes today because I have a guest tomorrow, a doctor, someone with some, you know, vast knowledge and some expertise on the subject. And I hope you are with me, with us tomorrow as we delve into this disease that are, you know, taking the lives of so many great people around the world every day. And, you know, like I said, if you have any questions for the doctor, call in. If you don't, just sit back and take in all the knowledge, and hopefully we'll save some lives tomorrow by discussing this deadly disease. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm going to take a break right now. I will be right back. Stay with me. All right. I'm just looking at this here. I'm just figuring out. Donald Trump just banned the Univision from its golf course. So Univision, this is like him, you know, it's like tit for tat. Univision first banned his Miss America pageant from their lineup, and he turns around now and bans them from his golf course tournament. Wow. But you know what? People like Donald Trump. They like him. I mean, his poll numbers are soaring. He's passing up the other candidates in the run for president of the United States. I think there's about 13 or 14 of these guys on the Republican side that's running for the presidency of the United States for 2016, including Donald Trump. He's such a whacked out individual and a crazy and attitudist type of a guy, from my observation. However, there's people out there who he is relating to, and they're boosting his poll numbers. I guess what I'm trying to say, Donald Trump could become president of the United States. That's a horrible thought. That's a nightmare. But it's reality. It can be reality. President Trump. Like I said before in previous shows, I think Donald Trump is a character. He's a real character, and I think he's going to bring, matter of fact, I know he's going to bring a lot of entertainment to the debates and the primaries once they start, you know. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. So I hope and pray that he does not become president. It would be atrocious. But just watching him and listening to him, and he has an attitude. He's pissed off, you know, this Univision, because they say they're not going to honor his Miss Beautiful pageant, if I can say it. And he's pissed off. He's pissed off. Let's move right along. Okay. Chicago and the state of Illinois, I have to say this again, I really don't like saying it, but it could happen, it could be reality. Come July 1st, the state of Illinois could shut down because Governor Bruce Rauner and the legislature in Illinois cannot get along. These guys, they don't like each other. They don't like each other. That's the bottom line. Nobody said that they didn't like each other, but you can tell from the tension and the way they look at each other and the way they talk and disagree on things that affecting the state and affecting people. It's affecting people. You know, I understand Mike Maddox from Bruce Rauner's massive cuts. I mean, I have a list right here in front of me of all the cuts that this guy is planning on doing or not funding, and they're massive. Let's just say if Bruce Rauner doesn't get his way and cut everything he wants to, July, he cuts. If some state the funding, he doesn't have to. He's a spending pipeline. Matter of fact, just vetoed the bill. He vetoed it because $1 billion is out of balance. So therefore, some of the programs, some jobs, are going to be lost. Going to be lost, and it's going to be a lot of people not receiving a paycheck. This guy is just bad for Illinois. Like, Republicans are bad for their states. This guy is another Republican that's bad for Illinois. this guy's only been in office for 6 months. Passionate about this, so 6 months, and he's doing so much damage. He doesn't know how the legislature works. He doesn't know how the governor's office works. He's learning on the curve. He never held an office before. He never held any political office before. From my understanding, he owned a few nursing homes, and they went under because of poor management. And now he's governor of Illinois, and he is totally ruining this state. His wife claims to be a Democrat, but you never hear anything from her because she lied. She's a Republican. She lied about being a Democrat because she knows if she says she was a Democrat, she's going to get Democratic votes. She lied to get her husband's Democratic votes. And a lot of turncoat African-American preachers supported Rauner in his run for governor of Illinois. And I bet you right now some of them wish they had not done that. They wish they had not have done something like that. But it's too late. The guy is in office, and he's cutting programs, want to cut programs, or proposing to cut programs for children, the disability, education, you name it, health care, you name it, he wants to cut it. And the thing is, let's say if he cut every program there is, or eliminate every social program there is, it still would not be enough to balance Illinois' budget. It still would be out of whack. And what Mike Madigan is talking about, a tax hike. But Rauner doesn't want to go that route. He wants to make cuts. You think about it, every time these guys want to make cuts, want to balance their budgets, as some of them act as if we're the cause of their budget being out of balance. The cause of their budget being out of balance is mismanagement by their people, by the people that they're working with. And then when they mismanage their budget, they go to the poor people or the working people and try to, you know, get money, taxing us to hell. So July 1st, I don't know. I'm hoping these guys can get something worked out because I don't want to be in a state that's not operating. Okay? I don't want to be in a state that's not operating. I don't think you do either. This will be the first shutdown, if it happens, and I hope it do not happen. It'll be the first shutdown of the state of Illinois in its history. And all because we have a Republican governor, like so many other Republican governors, hate America. I said in a previous show that there's a petition going around the internet recalling Rauner, Bruce Rauner, from office. That means throwing his ass out. There's a petition, but we need signatures. We need 600,000 signatures. And if you want to sign that petition to keep this guy from destroying Illinois, go to thepetitionsite.com and sign that petition. That's all you have to do. Just sign it. There's no money. They're not asking you for money, your time, your effort. Just sign it. You know, and that's it. We're looking for 600,000 signatures. And in a state with more than 3 or 4 million people, that can be done easily. Easily. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show reporting from Chicago. And I'm going to take a break here. I got some audio sneaking up on me somewhere. I got to check it out. I'll be right back. Yeah, if you hear any cracking or anything in the audio, my apologies. I apologize. You know, like I said before, when you're on internet radio, you know, you're depending on the internet to stay up. But sometimes it doesn't. It breaks down. It goes down, and you go offline unsuspectedly. So we can just hope for the best. I apologize for any kind of eruption or anything interruption in the show. But let me get back to marriage equality. Fox News. I mean, I must have railed. I think I talked quite a bit about news yesterday on the show. Okay, let me be clear. I have no guests on the show today. There is no guest, but there will be a guest tomorrow. And that'll be Dr. Sally Burbank. She will be on the show. We'll be talking about what I have on the screen right now, which is diabetes. I don't want to talk about diabetes today because I'm going to have a guest, and we're going to see what she's going to talk say about it. And because we're losing too many lives to diabetes, a lot of people don't understand it. And we're going to try to have them understand it tomorrow as soon as she comes on the air, because I have a lot of questions for her. And my questions that I have for her are questions you yourself would probably ask. But if you want to ask your own questions, you can always call in. Make sure you write this number down, 347-857-1762. And that's a call-in, a guest call-in line to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Okay, let me get back to marriage equality. Fox News is flipping out. They are flipping out. I mean, they just like they flipped out over the passage of this health care by the Supreme Court, this marriage equality also passed by the Supreme Court. They are flipping out. These are Republicans. Rush Limbaugh, I mean, these people, they're going nuts. You know, I mean, I would think some of these people would probably leave America. I mean, they hate it so much, they probably would leave it because they don't want health care. They don't want you going to a doctor. They don't want gay marriage. They don't want any of this. They are flipping out. You know, they got some of these young ladies on there, dimwits. They don't know what they're talking about. They're just throwing stuff out there, see if it sticks. Sean Hannity. I mean, this guy is such a racist. It's all in his eyes. You know, I mean, he's a part of Fox. And we got the National Rifle Association, Ted Nugent. Wow. A stone racist. He praises the use of the N-word. He praises the use of the word nigger. He likes that. These guys are nuts. Sean Hannity, unhinged over Obamacare. He's telling everybody, you're screwed now. Death penalties. You're screwed. The famous words of his once co-worker, Sarah Palin. These people are crazy. Limbaugh, Limbaugh, Limbaugh. I'm looking at Media Matters. If you want to go to Media Matters to check all this stuff out, it's MediaMatters.com. And I love going to MediaMatters.com to see what the Republicans are just so upset and wild and crazy about. I mean, these people are really something else. They are so pissed off at Obama because he's just had 3 victories in 1 week. In 1 week. I criticize Obama. The only thing, I criticize him for not doing enough for black people, the people who put him in office. You know, that's what I criticize him for. And I criticize him for this TPP thing, because it's gonna cause your job to go overseas, manufacturing job to go overseas where it's cheap labor. They can make products and furniture and all that kind of stuff for cheap, on the cheap. And that's why people move their businesses overseas. It's a no-brainer. It's more profit to move your business from America to China, to Japan, or Vietnam, because the employers know that they aren't going to pay their employees too much. In Vietnam, they're making 69 cents an hour, making computers, television sets, monitors, smartphones, $0.69 an hour in sweatshops. Contrast that to the United States. Making the same products, the employer, the employee is going to want $15 to $20 an hour. See, there's a big difference. This is why companies pack up, leave America, and go overseas. And Obama signed off on something like that. So you out there thinking that you have a good job, it may not be here that long. You know, I mean, this is a done deal. This Trans-Pacific Partnership is done. They say it can't be undone. I talked about this yesterday. They say it can't be undone. That means we're stuck with it. And I've said yesterday on the show, if you can put it together, you can undo it. It can be undone. That's just some crap they're just throwing out here at us. And Obama worked with the Republicans on this to get this atrocity passed, which hurts middle class. Because with this TPP, you won't have any representation in your workplace. They can fire you. They can lower your wages. If you don't believe what I'm saying, check it out. Research it. It's there. I'm pretty sure you'll find a lot more than what I'm talking about. In any case, it's bad. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. It's still gray, still wet and rainy. But it's a good time. It's a great time. It's Friday, and anything goes Friday. I can talk about anything I want because I don't have a guest today. I am the guest. You know, if you want to chime in on something I just got through talking about, give you a comment, give your side of it, you know, your opinion of what I've just got through talking about or anything that I've talked about. You know, if you disagree with me, that's fine. That's fine. Because, you know, that's what it's all about, is disagreeing. But if we disagree, we can debate it in a, you know, as adults, you know. So, you know, if you disagree with anything, you know. So I keep looking at Doctors Jason Fong and Sarah Hallberg discuss the cures of diabetes on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Because of the breaking news, Obama's 3 victories this week. I'm not going to talk about that. And most importantly, I'm not going to talk about it because I'm going to have a guest tomorrow. I keep reiterating this. I'm going to have a guest tomorrow on the show, a doctor, and she's going to explain and she's going to talk about all of this. You know, so hang in there for that. It's coming. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. We're going to save some lives tomorrow, so tune in and listen. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm getting ready to say reporting, broadcasting live from Chicago. Yeah, the Republicans are furious because health care has been saved. They have been trying to get rid of health care for the longest. They voted 50, 60 times to get rid of it in Congress and failed. What the Supreme Court did a couple of days ago is monumental. They might as well stop trying, but they're not. They're going to keep trying, just like they kept resurrecting the TPP until it passed. They're going to keep trying to get rid of health care 100 more million times. They don't care. They're going to keep trying. They're going to keep trying because they hate it. They hate it. The money for health care is not coming out of their pocket. They're going to still be rich. Why would they hate something like this? Why? Because they hate America. They don't want to see people going to the hospital or the doctor. They don't want to see you getting food stamps or receiving Medicaid or Medicare. They don't like that. And I don't understand it because none of the money is coming from their pockets. These are federally funded programs. They're not spending a cent out of their own personal accounts for this. Why would they hate it so much? Because they're racist and haters. Look, I'm not saying all Republicans are bad. No, just a few of them in Congress, you know. And most of these guys are bought and paid for. They're puppets. You know, they're doing what their donors and the other rich guys tell them to do. They're not doing anything for the people who voted for their asses and put them in office. They're looking in the direction of the money, not looking to do what they were supposed to do when we sent their ass to Congress. And that's the truth. That's the truth. A lot of the politicians who voted for TPP, the people who put their asses in office, are very, very angry. You said they are saying, "We voted for you. We didn't want that trade deal. Why did you vote for it?" A lot of politicians are going back home to their constituency and getting an earful for voting for a bill that's going to take jobs out of America. That's not working for the people. That's working for yourself. Obviously, Quigley is a representative of Illinois. He was put in office by his constituency, and he went and voted against their interest, and they're pissed off at him. And now, I'm pretty sure, if they're not, they should be rearing up another candidate to run against his ass to throw him out of Congress, because he went there not for the people, but for himself. He went there and became bought off. Somebody gave him some money, and he decided to not do his duty for his constituency who voted him into office, who gave him his job. And you have a lot of politicians like that. I've said this before in other shows. You vote for these guys, they go in making $174,000 a year. I'm talking about United States representatives. And their term is just for 2 years. Every 2 years, you either vote for the same representative or you vote for a different guy or woman, you know. So just vote these guys out. Vote them out. If they're not doing what they're supposed to do, if they're not bringing home the bacon, if they vote the wrong way, that's not in your interest, vote them out. Just as easily as you voted them in, you can vote them out. Yeah, if they vote the wrong way, more likely they have been bought off. And now they have to come up with some kind of excuse to tell you, their constituency, why they voted the way that they voted and not in your interest. You just throw them out, just like you voted them in, throw them out. TPP is passed. For every Democrat that voted for TPP should be thrown out on their asses. There's no doubt about that, because they're voting against their constituency. And when they leave Washington, they have to go back home. And they got to stand up in front of those people, and those folks want answers. Why did you vote against us? We put you on. It happens. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. People got to stop voting for people who they think have nice names, or people who can talk real good. You have to vet people. What I mean vetting is check out their background before you put them in office. But even sometimes checking a person's background and vetting them, really, really doing a good job at vetting, sometimes doesn't tell you much. Because a lot of these people can get their jobs, you can vote them in office, and they snap. Snap. You know, I mean, guy's name, I just have to look it up. Anyway, he snapped. And one term, in the House of Representatives, and he was voted out. He was Republican. You know, he snapped. He was crazy. He was coming up with all kind of things, saying all kind of stupid things, and people got tired of it, and they voted him out. That's what we have to do now. I mean, excuse me. 2016 is coming up, November 2016. And I'm telling people now, vote, vote, vote. If you do not vote, we're going to get a Republican president. And it's, you think it's bad now, it's going to be dire if that happens. Suppose, this is crazy, I'm going to say this again, but suppose Donald Trump becomes president. We don't want that, do we? We want Donald Trump? No. Jeb Bush? We want Graham? I'm calling Republicans are running for president. Do we want Rick Santorum? These are guys that are running for president, Republicans. We do not want these guys, but any of these guys can get into office and become president of the United States if we do not vote. You got to remember duties. There are people who, again, I'm going to say it anyway, there are people who die and, you know, to vote, you letting they die. People did. You didn't. Because you did not vote. You have to understand one thing. If you don't vote, that's a vote for a Republican. You stay home and you're pissed off, you're mad at the Democrats, you're mad at the independents, and you're going to decide to stay home. That is a vote for a Republican. By you not voting, that Republican gets into office, life gets worse. Your life is worse because you didn't vote. Your vote is important. Your vote is precious. Your vote counts. We've got 2 years, maybe a little less now, but we have 2 years to get it together. To get it together. Or the United States will not look like America anymore. Because the rich people want to drive the poor people out of this country. Why do the rich people want to drive people out of America? Simple. Because they're poor. That's the reason. You don't have anything. At least not as much as a rich person has. You can't give to the Republican campaign like a rich donor can. You can't go to the rallies, contribute the way their puppet masters can. So basically, most of the people in Congress, including Democrats, they're not for you. They don't represent you. They represent themselves. They represent their parties. But you have the power. You have the power. I have the power to vote scoundrels out of office and put in the right people who are going to represent you. And if you put in people that supposedly going to represent you, and they wind up not representing you, then vote their asses out until we get somebody in there that we can trust. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm broadcasting live from Chicago, 6:51 straight up Chicago time. I hope it's great where you are. It's still gray outside, but we're making it through. We're making it through. I'm going to be right back. Take a break. Be right back. Stay with me.
the hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Yeah, see. Millionaires get all the tax cuts and tax. That is true. In some cases, that is very true. Now, for example, a person working at McDonald's pays more in taxes than a billionaire does. Now, that's pathetic. What we need to do in the state of Illinois and some areas around the country is tax millionaires and billionaires just the way we tax ordinary working people. It's not fair. These guys hide their money overseas to keep it from being taxed in the U.S. If that was done, we can avoid a lot of these social cuts to programs, needed programs, that's going to help pull people up out of poverty. But they refusing to pay it. I mean, and politicians refusing to implement that kind of legislation in the halls of Congress. It ain't going to happen. But that is something, but it's very true. A person working at McDonald's flipping burgers pays more in taxes than a billionaire does. I mean, that's something to put your head around. That's something to think about, how backwards this country is. Shipping jobs overseas. These trade deals are always bad. Trade deals are always bad because it's about losing American factories, manufacturing. The U.S. hardly makes anything anymore. Everything that we have in our house or our apartments or wherever we're living, the appliances, is made in some other country. Your television, your computer, made in some other country, not in America, and that's going to keep happening because of this trade deal. We're losing manufacturing jobs. We're losing businesses because of these trade deals. And Obama just signed a trade bill early this week into law. You know, it's not right. It's not right. I mean, you know, you're going to be moving these businesses overseas where the employees are going to be making 69 cents an hour compared to maybe $10 or $15 an hour in the U.S. That's not good. That's not good. And I'm so surprised and so shocked that so many people do not take interest in their government. I don't know why people don't do that. People seem as though they're oblivious to what's happening in their government. Everything that happens in the halls of Congress is going to affect you, me, and them. People seem like they're just not interested in what's going on in government. You have to get out there and fight. You have to get out there and stand up for what you believe in, or they're going to run right over you. They're going to treat you any kind of way. If you don't have the education or the wherewithal to learn, I don't know. I don't know. But there are so many people out there just don't care about their government, don't care about health care, but they're always wanting something, okay? They don't want to fight for anything, but they're always wanting something. You have to stop that. The best way to fight is with your vote, is with the vote. Get out here and march and protest. Stand up in front of these people. This is why Governor Rauner signed that spending bill to open up the schools. But the Chicago schools are still in deep trouble. But what he signed, I think it was last week, what he signed or earlier this week, what he signed was funding to open up the schools this summer. Because if that wasn't signed, the schools would not have opened, if I can say that correctly. So we have to get out here and fight. We had to fight for him to do that because he wanted to cut funding. This guy didn't want to get, he pledged not to give Chicago a cent, but somehow he relented because funding went to the schools for them to open on time after summer vacation so the kids can have somewhere to go. The schools are open. You know, so we had to fight for that. We had to get in his ass, and he did it. Because I think if people did not fight, have fought this, this was a good fight to fight. And I think if people had a set home and not did anything, the schools would be in trouble of not opening at all because this guy is tight with a dime. Fighting, protesting, standing outside in the rain in front of these guys' homes, it works. It works. But to stay home and do nothing, pretend like you're not interested, is not going to affect you, you're wrong. It will affect you. That's why I tell people, get involved with your government. If something's not right, vote them out. Raise your voice, shout, scream. They will hear you, and they will make changes. Do nothing, and things are just going to get worse. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your community. Stand up for your family. Don't let these guys bully you. Your vote put them in office, and your vote can take them out of office. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, and we're talking about marriage equality. Isn't that something, you know? And like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman, but, you know, I mean, there's nothing I can do about what the Supreme Court has just handed down. You just have to accept it. I'm not going to leave America because of it, as so as say they are. I mean, that's up to them, you know, but I'm not going to go anywhere, you know. But I will always believe that a marriage is between a woman and a man. That's me. That's my belief. That's what I think. That's what I believe. I don't think I should be hated for that. I don't think you should be hated for that if you believe that, you know. So so we had to move on. This is done. You know, the trade bill is done. You know, health care is done. These are Obama's victories, and no matter what I say about him, no matter how much I might criticize him, I have to applaud him because you know what? Everybody loves a winner. No matter what, even if he's winning on issues I disagree with, everybody loves a winner. Everybody loves success, and that's true. So you have to, you know, say high five to Obama. Give it to him. He's all over the television taunting his victories, which he should be. Democrats have a hard time of, you know, bragging about their victories, but Obama doesn't. I mean, he comes right out there, you know. So he's the reason why gay marriage is here. He's the reason why health care is here. He's the reason why that bad trade bill is here, TPP. He's the reason why. And, you know, he's trying to get the illegal immigrants in the United States to stay here legally. Now that would be a big victory for him, you know. So I don't know. I don't think people should be in the country illegally. I think they should come in the right way. You know, I mean, that's just me, you know. That's just me. That doesn't mean I'm racist. I'm just giving my thinking on that subject. But that's one he has yet to be a victor over. It might come. It may come. I don't know. But anyway, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. It's been a hell of a news day today. I mean, it really has. As you can tell, I don't have a guest, but I will have a guest tomorrow. So hang in there with me until I'm done with the show, and then I can get prepared for tomorrow. I got a lot of questions to ask her. So be prepared for that. Okay, Fox News, I can't even say it. Fox News always seem to downplay crime in this country. Oh, of course. Fox News downplays just about anything and everything. I mean, when this white guy walked into this church doing Bible study and shot down the pastor and 8 other people, Fox News played that down like they were blaming the victims, the dead people. They were blaming them. You wonder why? Because it's racist. You know, I bet the commentators and the pundits on Fox News, before they go on the air, they get a real good whipping from the men in charge. From the men in charge, we want you to say this. We want you to say this. But I don't want to say that. That's too dumb. We want you to say it anyway. I mean, they got this crazy woman, Ann Coulter. I mean, she's just a lunatic. You know, she takes some of the dumbest and stupidest things. You know, and I can quote her on a lot of things. I would buy her book. She's one of Fox News. So I actually like them a long time ago. If anybody was a nitwit or halfwit, it was Sarah Palin. I mean, that was I'm not the only one saying that. So it's millions of people are saying that around the world. And that's why Sarah Palin right now is not running for any kind of office, political office, because she knows that she doesn't have a good character among the American people. I mean, they called her all kind of names. I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it, but they're negative, you know. So Fox News has dumped her, but too many other people. Another thing, I'd like to know where, not really, I don't really like to know, but Fox News, where do they get these people to come on the air and say all this stupid and dumb, flat-out lies? Where do they find these people? They find them from somewhere. And a lot of things, and another thing, Republicans, politicians, they seem to make Fox their home. If they want to go on television, it's Fox News. And so many people watch Fox News. Fox News has the highest ratings in television in some cases. And a lot of people watch Fox News. And they know that Fox is lies and garbage, but they watch it anyway. And then there's people who watch Fox News, and they eat that stuff up. They believe everything that them guys are saying. I always tell my son, hey, do not believe everything you hear on television. Do not believe everything you see on the internet. But you've got some people out there believe everything they see, believe everything they hear. They want you to tell them when to think, how to think, what to think, who to vote for, because they have no clue. So they sit there and watch news, and they just, you know, absorb and believe all that garbage that comes out of, that comes off of Fox News. Someone told me that once that it was the elderly people who watch Fox, because most of them hate Obama because he's an African-American president. Obama is not an African-American president. In my opinion, he is a mixed race president. Remember, he's half white, half black. You know, I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but that's what he is, and that's what a few people have called him. You know, a mixed race president. But a lot of us say African American president, and I'll say mixed race president because I don't think he's actually done enough for African American people, the people who, you know, voted for him twice. You know, I voted for him twice. The second time, I was really leery about voting for him. But I voted for him anyway because I felt that he was a better choice than a Republican like Mitt Romney. And I hear that Mitt Romney is going to be running for president in 2016. Well, I guess he didn't have enough. Because last time, Obama beat him in a landslide. However, Fox News didn't, you know, they didn't say that. They don't say things like that. if it's positive for Obama, Fox News is not going to mention it, or they're going to try and twist it to favor them, you know. So, all right, this is George Wilder of the George Wilder Jr. Show, and it's 7:09 Chicago time. Hope it's great where you are. It's still gray outside. There's some light out there, and I'm having a good time. I really am, and I have no guests today. I am the guest. Okay. This is my show, so I am the guest. Then I'm going to call in and chime in and comment or something. It's 59. I'm in Chicago. Junior of the Jordan are better than Obama. I still think so. Now, don't forget this health care bill. I mean, if you want to call it Obamacare. But actually, it's not a really good thing for every American. Some people can get Obamacare and some people cannot. I believe because of your income bracket. You have to be making a certain amount of money annually in order to enroll in Obamacare. If you're below a certain level in your income, you will not get it. This is why I think that Obamacare is not really good for Americans. Some Americans can do it because they're in this 30,000 a year and you can enroll in Medicare or something, Medicaid. And continue to care for university patient. I will continue and bang that bell as long as I have this show. Healthcare should be free. You should have to pay for it. But it's not free because what? It's profitable. These guys are making money off of you. Education should be free. But it's not free. Why? Same thing. Profits. Money. The big guys want money. The corporations. Healthcare should be totally free. Single payer. You walk in to see a doctor, you walk right out without paying a cent. No co-pays, no deductibles, or any of that. You walk in with a broken leg, you're done, medication, walk out, new leg, they don't charge you a cent. It should be free. Not you go in to see, you get treated, you don't get a bill. There are so many countries around the world where you can go in to see a doctor for whatever ailment you might have. The doctor treats you, give you medication. No bills are going to come into your mailbox. You won't need Medicaid, Medicare. Or a big bank account. Healthcare is free. It should be free, and it's a single-payer healthcare. That might be coming. It could be coming in the near future. But I know we could have had it back in 2009 and 2010. But back then, Obama didn't want it. Emmanuel, he was the chief of staff in the White House. He didn't want it. So, therefore, we didn't get it. I think Max Baucus and some of the senators and the representatives of that time, they were fighting and arguing and bitching with each other, and somehow we just didn't get single payer. A year or two, we got Obamacare. And like I just said, it's not for everybody. Everybody can't get it. Everybody will not be eligible for it. And that stinks. Penalized. if you don't have it. Things. I say, I'm not more. Like I just said, you don't have to pay to go to college. No one should have to pay to go to university. But it's not profitable. Universities, you got these deans, these heads of these universities skimming money off the top. They're making millions of dollars collecting money from students. And those, if they graduate, or even if they don't graduate, you've got people out here right now that's still paying off their student loans after 30 and 40 years of not going to college. That's something. 30 or 40 years after college, people are still paying off their damn debt. Struggling to pay off their debt. And in healthcare, you shouldn't have to be charged to go see a doctor. The first thing you walk in, when you walk into a clinic, let me see your insurance card. They want to make sure you can pay. They're not going to ask you what's wrong with you. They're not going to ask you which doctor you want to see. They're going to ask you, how can you pay? How will you pay? That's the first thing they ask. Healthcare should be free. In the United States. In the United States. If I'm not clear, I meant the United States. Healthcare and education. If education was free in the United States, we would have better block of people who are smart, intelligent, intellectually astute. We got some people out here right now can't even recite the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. And the first time you would see a Constitution test, the first time that most people would see a Constitution test would be in grammar school. And we got some people out here way past grammar school, way past college. They don't even know what the Constitution is. But that's the only reason why I think it should be education. But it just, in general, education should be free and healthcare should be free. These are two pet peeves that I constantly talk about on this show. Will it happen? I believe so. In my lifetime, I don't know. I do believe it will happen. I'll be dead and gone, maybe, but you can remember it. Well, George said that. He was an advocate for that. Yeah, I think those things should be free. You know, I don't think once you graduate college that you should be saddled in debt. Debt that's going to take you years to pay off. And there's so many people going to colleges and going to universities, and once they graduate, if they do graduate, they're settling in jobs that they did not major in college. I have seen people that have gotten, and this is the truth, I have seen people who have graduated college or university. Some of these people could not find a job in the career that they majored in colleges. So they were settled with bagging groceries at Dominick's or bagging groceries at Whole Foods in order to make ends meet. They spent all this time and all this money, and now they're working at a job that they did not major in. And they're saddled with debt. And some are making minimum wage. They're saddled with debt. And they're going to be with that debt for a long time. And if you don't pay off student loan, if you don't pay off that student loan, the government is coming after your income taxes. They're going to seize that. They're going to get their money. Believe me. They don't give a damn how poor you are. You know, I mean, you went to college for 4 years and didn't make it, so you still owe that money. You still got to pay it back. The government wants their money back. And this is happening too much, too often to young people. To young people. And to add to it, I mean, you've got this bad trade bill that's going to be taking jobs overseas for cheap labor. Corporations. Like I said before in one of the shows, the people who wrote this TPP bill, this trade deal, were the rich people. They wrote it. The corporations, they wrote it. You and I had nothing to do with it. Even though everybody's saying that we should have looked at it, we should have seen it, so we can approve it. But Obama and the Republicans, they worked together on this. They worked together on this. Republicans kept resurrecting this bill, resurrecting it, until it finally passed. And Obama signed it. So the Republicans and Obama worked together on this. And this is why I criticize the bill. Because it's bad for workers. Don't just take my word for it. Research. Ask your representative. Ask your senator. Ask anybody who voted against it. Your senator, ask anybody who voted against it. They will tell you it's a bad deal. But all is not lost. All hope is not lost. We can still fight this thing. We are the people. We are many. We are in the right. We can fight this thing. So whatever, I mean, all the negativity that comes out of Washington, all the things that they're doing to hurt people, we can fight back. Because like I said before, we are the 99%ers. They are the 1%. We're more. We are more. And all we got to do is get together and throw their asses out on their asses. This is George Wilder Jr. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Broadcasting live from Chicago. It's still raining. I mean, this has been one rainy month of June. This is one of the, I said in May, I said May was the one of the worst Mays I've ever had since I've been on the face of the earth. I'm going to say the same thing about June. June is not the June that I'm used to. The month of June is not the month of June that I'm used to seeing during the summer. This is not right. People are wearing coats, umbrellas, and it's raining. It's been raining almost every day, nonstop, in the city of Chicago. And they're talking about California, the drought in California. Well, you know what? The rain in Chicago can go to California because they need it more, right? All right, this is George Wilder Jr. broadcasting live from Chicago. I'm having fun. Be with me tomorrow when my guest will be Dr. Sally Berman, and we will talk about the effects of the disease, diabetes. Too many people are dying from the disease. Let's see if we can save some lives. It should be an exciting show. I have a lot to ask, talk to her about. I have a lot of questions I want to get through to her. And, I mean, you know, she's a doctor. She should probably be very, very informative. So I want you to be here for that. If you know anybody with diabetes, or if you have diabetes, or you have pre-diabetes, or you want to learn how not to get diabetes, tune into the show. Tomorrow, I will be on the air at 6 p.m., as always, and I'm pretty sure the doctor would be here about 6:30 p.m. So tune in for that. That should be great. We're going to talk about everything that's on this screen here, insulin, food, people making money to keep you sick, carbohydrates, fats. But, you know, I'm going to say this. I heard that fats, you know, I mean, you go to the doctor and the doctor will tell you, well, you got diabetes, you know, cut out the fats. And then another doctor might tell you, no, don't cut out the fats. Eat as many fats as you want to. Cut out the carbohydrates. So that's kind of confusing. Do you need insulin or do you not need insulin? for your diabetes? Those are some of the questions that we're going to entertain tomorrow for Dr. Sally Burbank, and I hope you will be here for that. It should be great. It should be informative. Like I'm saying, we are trying to save lives here. Okay? This is George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. Follow me all over the place. I'm always here. And for any questions pertaining to anything about me or about the show, or about the guests on the show, or about the topics that I choose for the show, feel free to call, comment, or whatever you want to do. And my number is 347-857-1762. Let me see. We got about 3 minutes into the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. It's a great show, and I try to do the best I can. I'm still learning. Believe me, I know I've got some drawbacks, but I'm still learning. And I haven't been on the show a year yet, so I'm still wet behind the ears, and I'm still learning. I'm smiling, as you can probably tell. But it's wonderful. I love it, and I'm going to try to keep it as much as I can, even though I haven't made a cent from the show. So maybe that'll come in due time. Who knows? But anyway, this is the George Wilder Jr. Show, practically off the air. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being there. Thank you for being with me. And don't forget, I can't say this enough, be with me tomorrow and be ready to with your questions. And I hope you call in. But if you don't, you want to sit back and listen and learn something, that's okay too. Actually, that's the premise of the show, to sit back and relax and just enjoy it. And if something's wrong or something's not kosher, if you know, and put me in my place, you know, feel free. You know, because that's what the show is all about. You know, you disagree, you respectfully disagree. And that's all it takes, you know. So this is George Wilder Jr. I'm the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. I'll be right back. Okay, here we go. Be right back. Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. Hello, and we have another great show today. Thank you for podcasting the show at your convenience. On this show, anything goes. That means... You are listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on the Wilder Network, WTTTY, the talk of our times. You miss a show, you will miss a hell of a lot. Thank you for listening and stay with me. Big George here. If you have a product or a book that you would like to have advertised on this show, hook me up. I will run 2 spots on this show for you. Every show date for a month for only $29.99 per month. My show is airing Thursday. All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you for being here. Thank you for participating. Thank you for podcasting. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for archiving. See you tomorrow. We have Dr. Sally Burbank on the show. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.